And I'd like to give a particular thank you to RTE and the media for giving us a full rundown on this budget this morning before the ministers even arrived to deliver it, as usual. And there was a time when a leaked budget information resulted in the resignation of ministers, and these days it's standard practice. You'd be forgiven for confusing last year's budget with this year's, as it's just as underwhelming and nonsensical. Against almost every organisation's advice and budget submissions, you have again introduced once-off lump-sum payments that do nothing to help with the ongoing cost of living crisis and the high rate of inflation. Energy credits are again being thrown out to those who don't need it, which is, in my view, frankly, a particularly stupid way to spend €1.6 million, or 13% of the total cost of living expenditure. Incredibly, this budget has proved even more disappointing than previous ones, and I was shocked to see both ministers failing to address some very important issues, and even more so to see some such major gaps within the budget document itself. Despite acknowledging that today was Mental Health Day, the Minister for Public Expenditure mentioned cyber security more than he mentioned mental health. The Minister for Finance didn't even mention it at all. The published budget document doesn't even allocate mental health its own section, while the likes of COVID-19 and MetEireann both get their own sections within the document. I think that demonstrates just how troubling this government's priorities are. There has been a serious decline of the mental health budget in Ireland, from 13% of the overall health budget in 1984 to just 5.1% in 2023. This is despite a rise in those experiencing mental health difficulties to around 40% in Ireland, and the fact that Ireland's prevalence rates of mental health difficulties are relatively high in comparison with international estimates. In their budget submission, Mental Health Reform asked, "Is mental health a forgotten crisis?" I think the two ministers have shown us today that sadly the answer is yes. Our disabled community has been completely let down by this budget. To celebrate the creation of a national savings account, while there are hundreds of thousands of disabled children and adults who cannot access basic support, services and equipment, is an insult. A €12 increase is sorely inadequate. We need at least a €50 weekly ongoing cost of disability payment on top of the existing allowance. It is very hard to understand why the minister has decided not to continue the cost of disability payment, acknowledged and introduced for the first time in Budget 2023 at €500. And I know that the DPOs are feeling particularly let down by this. I am also disappointed that the income threshold for those on disability allowance has not increased. The Minister raised the income threshold for carers, but I ask, why does it exist at all? Carers are providing our state with a crucial service, not to mention the financial burden they are removing from the state. We know that disabled people are more at risk from poverty than any other cohort, with Ireland's dismally low record at the lowest rates of employment for disabled people in the EU. Why is the government insisting on perpetrating poverty by limiting the ability of carers to be able to provide necessary care and earn or work within their chosen sphere? It is a breach of the right to equality and blatantly cruel, classist and discriminatory. Many areas within this budget don't seem well thought out at all. After reading through the changes in take-home pay, I can't fathom how someone on €25,000 a year will see an increase of €5 a week, while someone on €100,000 a year will see an increase of €17 a week. I was also extremely disappointed to see no new spending in the culture, arts, Gaeltacht, sport and media for next year. Tashiri Tabakta Go Natbid and Tabakta Wanan Lanner Cantor Gaeltacht.com are not object Ashin Ta Conyol. Kaifimit na Gaeltacht Cushioned August Lynch Doy Fast August Forwards as Pisa Retabakta Dar Culture Aid. We need to recognise the importance of our Gaeltacht region's play in upholding our national heritage, and we need to protect our Gaeltachts and enable them to survive and grow. They are vital pieces of our culture. In terms of housing, Housing for All has failed. Since publishing the strategy in September 2021, homelessness in the North West region has increased by a massive 80.2%. I would love to say that I was surprised at the lining of the landlord's pockets, but sadly, given the government track record, I am not surprised. I am shocked, as anyone with an ounce of empathy would be, however, that the government can use their budget to provide relief for landlords under a sham pretense that there was a risk that they would leave the market, while renters are facing soaring rents and uncertainty. We need to implement emergency legislation to cap rent prices and reinstate the eviction ban, And we also mustn't delay in allocating the €210 million necessary to ensure 100% redress for mica-affected homeowners as well. Regarding rental shortages, in Donegal, 21% of families are renting and 14% of adults are living with their parents. There isn't a shortage of properties in Donegal. The properties exist, but they are being used for Airbnb and holiday rentals. We need to incentivise landlords to switch existing short-term to long-term letting, because that is vitally important, and it will become even more important as the mica redress gets underway and people need somewhere to live while their houses have been repaired. We know that the cost of living has taken a massive toll on all households. We have a Taoiseach who recently made reference to Benefit Street, yet forces low and middle income families to deliberately, if both parents can even afford to work, because the crippling childcare costs are terrifying. The state should be prioritising a universal public funded childcare programme. This should include a scheme similar to AIM in the HE to allow for the accommodation of disabled children and children with complex care needs. We need to assist our most vulnerable in meaningful ways. I had to laugh when the Minister said that he is ensuring Ireland is one of the best places in the world to be a child. Currently, more than 671,000 people are living in poverty in Ireland, of which 188,602 are children. Last year, 539 people sought support from the North West Simon community alone, including 244 children. As the Children's Rights Alliance state, addressing the socio-economic rights of children is not a charitable process. And it is not an opportunity for government to pat themselves on the back and say, job well done. It is a basic obligation. At the beginning of this year, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child urged the Irish government to raise social welfare rates to reflect the cost of living as a key means by which to ensure children have access to adequate standard of living, and it urged Ireland to address the root causes of homelessness. This government and this budget have failed to do this, while at the same time trying to make us believe that a slight reduction in childcare costs and a measly weekly increase in qualified child rates will create a global haven for children in this country. Where is the universal childcare? Where is the security of a home to call their own? This country is a haven for the rich, not the children, and that's what this budget shows.